Okay, we are up to the second to last parak here in Sefer Zechariah, parak Yud Gimel, as we continue. And Zechariah here talks about the future, talks about La'asa Lavo, not about second base of Mikdash anymore. And he talks about the das that's going to be in the world. It's going to talk about how all the false prophets are going to be embarrassed and they will be no longer. And there could be wars, again, referring to Gog and Magog, referring to certain mechamos that will happen at that time where judgments will be meted out to those who deserve it. So says the Navi, Bayomahu, Yeh Makar Niftach Labez David. There'll be an opening, a source, Labez David. And for those who are in Yerushalayim, lachatos ulanida, for those who need the mechatos, for the paraduma and for nida. What is going on here? So Chazal say, and the Radak quotes this, that maybe based on other psukim also, that there's going to be some type of spring that will flow from the Yerushalayim, from the Mikdash, those who need Mayim Chayim, three people who need Mayim Chayim, the mechatos for the paraduma, a zava, or a zav, maybe that's referring to Nida, and a Mitzora. So maybe it's Nida here means just Tame people, but maybe the people who will need Mayim Chayim, or even just a Mikvah, Makar Niftach, like a Nida, so they won't have to go out anywhere. It'll be from Yerushalayim. There'll be a magical river flowing. And this is based on Sukkim elsewhere also. If you remember the Pasuk in Yoel. In Yoel, the Pasuk says, in the fourth parak, Umayan mi beis Hashem yetzei vehishkas nachal hashitim. Water, the Mayan, a fountain will go out. And Yechezkel also. Yechezkel and Parag Mem Zayin, maybe the clearest. Vayishiveni al Pesach habayis vini mayim yotzim mitachas miftan habayis kadim. Remember the end of Yechezkel? Yechezkel is shown by a malach, you know, what the base of English is going to look like, and he sees this water coming out from under the threshold. And I saw this river coming out. So that's what the also Pashas is being referred to here, this river, this water that is coming out. Rashi says, though, it's talking about a spiritual idea. Rashi quotes the Targum, Eshbok lechoveihon, I will forgive their sins, like they will be cleansed with the water of Taro, with the burning, just like the Paraduma is cleansed, and just like there are other ways of cleansing, so too I will be Mechaper. That is a second idea. It's interesting that according to the Radak, quotes that this is referring to, and the Nida is really referring to Zava. Right, so the relationship between zava and zav and nida, right, is one that's not really for us now. But just to mention the one source that I try to quote in this context, that's the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam writes that he counts karbanos of zav and zava separately. Right, separate mitzvah ayin dal is the karbanos of Azav, and mitzvah ayin hay is the mitzvah of karbanos of Azava. And he says, people have asked him, why do you count them separately? You don't count everybody who's chayiv a karban chatos. You count one mitzvah of chatos, one mitzvah of asham, vada, one mitzvah of asham, tali, one mitzvah of yored. So, you know, v'lo chashash shal ribu ha'avonos. So why here? Why? So yada ha'makshah hu shakarban zav v'zav ha'enu ala chatoyim, you know. That Zav and Zava do not come for sins, but they just come for realities. Avul Karban Shachova Lasoso al Inyam Inyanim. It's a reality that happened. V'ilu hayu inyani azivas panashim anashim davar echad. If it was all one thing, like a mitzora and a mitzorah, so the same exact halacha, then you just call a mitzora. But Eina Inyan came. Because as we know, there are different ways of becoming a Zav. A Zav needs 3 days, a Zav does not. Other halachas, whether Ones makes a difference or not. So because the realities to become a Zav or a Zav are different, they're different halachas. Because they're different halachas, that's why they're meant to be counted separately. And that's why, Ein din Zav is Zava din Mitzora u'Mitzoras. And the Rambam brings the Raya Machrachas that he has. Increase us, the beginning of the second parak. What does the Mishnah say? The four Mechusrei Kapara. Zav Zava, Yoledes Mitzora. Doesn't say Zav Zava Mitzora Mitzoraas Yolades. No, only Zav and Zava are mentioned separately. Hine Tira, says the Rambam. Ich Yimnu Azava Zava Bishnayim V'Yimne Mitzora Be'achad Ye Isha Isha Ki Zivas Ha'ish Zulas Zivas Ha'isha. So there are differences between Zav and Zava, but interesting here that the Gemara, the Pasuk mentions Nida, and the Radak says maybe that's referring to Zava, which also is related to Zav, which we're not going to get into the details right now. But either way, it's number two. So either this is a reference to actual water coming out, or maybe it's referring to the tshuva that will cleanse us with. And the Barbanel says maybe it's just referring to Torah. right? Ein mayim ala Torah, says the Abarbanel. Maybe that is what it is referring to here. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, as is described by many other psukim. Pirshu b'iderach ruchani. V'amar b'idna hahu ulfan oraisa. Galei k'mabuan damyin lebeis David. Klamar shi inyan amayim ha'ele remez la Torah. Ule munos ha'amitios. Sheyetzu miyushalayim. Umi melech ha'mashiach. Like the Rambam says, the last Rambam in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says there's going to be tremendous Torah coming out. There won't be any physical challenges. Anything you'd want in the Gashmias, it'll be around. You won't have a taiva for it. Ulafichach, says the Rambam, Yiyu chachamim gedolim v'yodim dvarim astumim ha'amukim. There'll be great wise rabbis, and they'll know the closed and deep things. V'yasigu das baram kfikach adam. They'll be able to reach and fathom the das of their creator based on as much potential as they have. Kfikach adam. Shneimar kimal aras das Hashem kamayim layam achasim. So the pasuk even compares it to mayim, as we know, a mayim ala Torah, and that's what the mayim is referring to here. So different pshatim, what the pasuk is referring to. So back to the pasuk. So there'll be this water coming out. Vayabayamahuna mashem tzvakos. Hashem says on that day, acharis eshmos v'atzavim in haaretz. I will cut off all of the names of the Avodah Zarah in the land. V'lo yizachru od. He won't remember them. The Malbim says, we won't even remember their names. That's as much as they will be forgotten. There'll be such das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We won't even remember the names of the Avodah Zarah. The Gamas HaNeviim, and also the Neviim, the false prophets won't be remembered. Bezruach HaTuma Avir Min HaAretz. All the Ruach Tuma I will remove from the land. This is a pasuk that's mentioned by many, talking about the Gula Hasida, as Ruach HaTuma Avir Min HaAretz. Rav Zevin, in a number of his pieces in La Torah V'Lamadim, quotes this when he talks about what's going to be in the future. He quotes that it used to be, right, when we left Mitzrayim, we had to run out in a second because we were on such a level. This is in Latar V'Lamadim on Pesach. We were so low, 49th level of Tumma. Bebechinas Katnus. Ki Na'ar Yisrael, quotes the pasuk in Hosea. We weren't purified. That's why we had to run. Ki Varacha'am. Who are we running from? Who are you running from? Paro wasn't chasing us. Ela baruchu me'atzmam. Mikochas hara shebahem. Migiri hayetzer umi ma'avayei halev. We were running from the taiva. We would have stayed there one more second. U'b'chol dar v'dar achayev adam l'ro says atzmo. Kilu yatsim mitzrayim. Every generation, we have to run away. Lo b'kocho shel kol adam l'gari shesara mikir. But we can't get rid of it totally, so we at least have to run away from it. L'vroach. La'asilava, we don't have to run. And that's what he quotes. La'asilava lo yetzarach bebricha. Ki lo b'chi pazon teitzeyu. Ubimnusa lo selechun. Right, he quotes the pasuk in Yishayo. Lo yemi levrawach. Me'achar asher harisha kula kash and tichla. The wicked will disappear. Vesruach atoma avir menaretz. Our pasuk. Gam ba'olam, gam benefesh. V'natati lechem leif chadash. V'ruach chadasha etim bekir bechem. And therefore, we won't have to run. We'll be able to just enjoy. The Meshech Chachma quote this in a fascinating ha'ara that he has in Parsha Shoftim on the pasuk of that Hashem is going to expand the borders and make more arei miklat. V'miyarchiv kasher nishpal avosecha. Rabbi Yisavtel cha'ot shalosh arim al shalosh ha'ele. So there he talks about there are two ofanai geulos. There are two types of geulos, says the Meshech Chachma, based on the Gemara's in Chelek. Ha'achas be'ita. One is Be'ita at its time, and one is Achishena, to hasten it, if we're Zoche. The Be'ita one, at its time, we're not Zoche. So Hashem has to come in and do everything. Shezeh im lo yezachu. So it's fascinating. If we're not Zoche, then Hashem's going to have to do everything, and everything's going to be changed miraculously. V'az yizkayem es ruach atoma a'avir. I will remove the ruach tumah. Our pasuk, that's referring to the Be'ita a possibility, because we won't be doing it ourselves. The garzeivim keves and the animals will get along with each other. V'lo yishma od shod v'shever, and there won't be any destruction. So, right, one might think that those are the ideal. Says the Meshech Chachma, those are not the ideal. V'lo ye nirtzach b'shoge gam kein. There won't be anybody who kills b'shoge, because nature will be different if it's a be'ita. V'yachas achishena, but achishena, if we deserve it, hu kasher yizku v'yedar shekulo zakai. V'oz ye olon kimin algon oheg. No, just the Mashiach's going to come because we deserve it. Ve'ein bein olam hazeh lemos ha-Mashiach le'shiver malchiyos bavad. He quotes from Shmuel. V'lachein amar pov. And that's why Dafke, it says here, v'im yarchav Hashem is gavolcha. If Hashem expands your borders, ki tishmer la'asos kol mitzvah. If you keep the Torah, that means achishena, then you're going to have, there's still going to be ritzicha b'shogeg. Ironically, because the nature won't spread. So the Meshech Chacham looks at our pasuk as Ruach Tumah as part of the Be'ita. Okay, Vayakina ve'ish od, and if anybody prophesies in that time, future time, v'yomrei lov, and they'll say a prophecy, and they'll say, avivimo yoldav lotichya, even his parents will say, how could you say that? Chayiv Misa. Kisheki dibarte b'shem Hashem. Somebody tries to be a false prophet in those days, udekarei avivimo yoldav binavo, they're going to be Chayiv Misa. Right, they're going to fulfill this mitzvah of getting rid of a navi sheker. The Sefer HaChinuch has four mitzvahs based on the Rambam relating to nevuah. Relating to nevuah, mitzvah Tav Kuf Tes Zayin is the mitzvah to listen to each navi. Tav Kuf Zayin is the iser of being misnabi b'sheker. What these false prophets were violating. Tav Kuf Yud Ches is not to be misnabi b'shem of Avodah Zarah, and Tav Kuf Yud Tes is not to be scared of punishing a navi sheker. So that's what happens in this pasuk. Even his parents are not going to be scared of punishing the navi sheker because there's going to be such clarity at that time. The Chinuch says in Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, what's the shorish of the mitzvah of the iser of prophesizing falsely? Misharshi mitzvah lafishi yia bezeh churban gadol. Right, literally, it led to the churban. Churban gadol, the ra'a rabba bidatenu hamikudeshes vashlema, a terrible wickedness in our perfect religion. Ki ikar ha'emes mi belis yag hamagiel bnei adam huayde anaviim. The ultimate emes is prophecy. V'tara titzavenu lahamin bahem v'lalechas acharitzasam hanachona v'daita mashalim. We have to follow the prophets. V'alkein bekum bnei beliyal, when wicked people get up, Lemar Dvarim Shalot Siva Mashem, if somebody falsifies, then they're messing up the whole system. Yotziu Laz B'Nevua. So then they're going to be proven false, then people won't trust real Nevua. Shehua Ikara Godol, Sherbinenu Amakodesh. Right, what is Nevua? That Hashem communicates with people. That's a Yesod, that's one of the Yud Gimel Yesodos that the Rambam writes. One of the Animamins. Right, there's a concept of nevuah that Hashem communicates with man. So if there's a navi sheker, they're going to knock that out. People are not going to trust it. V'yefakpek b'sibasam leiv kol ha'am af b'nevi ha'emes. People are going to start doubting even the nevi ha'emes. V'im yomar adam gamkein machin itztave adam acher alav. Or that's also included. If somebody quotes a nevuah that someone else got, yesh b'zeh chareva gadola. That's also churban. Ki ha'isha zeh ba'am roshehu navi, v'nitztave ba'zeh, v'niresh dvar miskaimim, k'divrei nevi emes. If people see that what he says comes true, nachzik otoki eshalokim kadosh, shliach hakel, v'na'amin elov, v'nikach raya b'chol anagoseinu b'ma'asav, will be misled by him. V'ulai acher she'in schuso v'inyon agadol, li'osu ha'shliach bo'se nevuah, in a roi lismach bo, and he's not appropriate, it's not right. So therefore, being misnabe v'sheker undermines the whole system, and emuna in nevuah, and therefore, that's why they deserve the chiyuv misa. And that's what this pasuk is saying. If they even try to do that in the future, even their parents will stand up and fulfill the mitzvah of not being scared of those nevi'e sheker. Good. So v'haya b'yamahu, again on that day, pasuk dalet, most of them will just be embarrassed and they'll be shamed and they'll stop. They won't wear this fancy coat in order to lie, in order to fake. Adereseir, the Mefarshim here explained, that was the coat that Tzadikim wore, and these Nevi'im put it on as a fake. Rashi, masitim umadichim, the way of emesis umediach. Those who try to convince people to do avodah zarah or sin. Misatvim betalisam. They put on this talis as if they're anashim tzadikim kashi kublu kachshem, so that they will, their words, their false words, will be accepted. That's why they used to wear these. Rav Nevin Zal has an amazing ha'ara. He says, aderes seyar. Where have we heard these words before? Says Rav Nevin Zal. He says, I thought it should be a medrash. So he's scared to say it, but he says, look, I'm going to say it anyway. What does he say? He says, Yeshli Bazet Shuva. This is in Bracious on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel. O Selo Espakti Livdoch. I'm going to say something. Aval Domesh Shekfar Pepkisha Rishona Shalonom Esav. Already in the first meeting that we have with Esav, the Torah is already alluding to his character. The Pasuk says, Vayetzi HaRishon Admoni Kulo Ka'adera Seyar. He had Adera Seyar. That describes Esav's hair. Vigrishmo Esav. Amnam matim, says Rav Levinzal, Shaha medrash yomar davar shekazeh. What I'm about to say is better if it's in a medrash. Umei atzmi ani choshish lomar zos. Avol yeshli hashara, I have a guess. Shekulo kader zeyar romez lapasik bezacharya. Right, Rav Levinzal knows Zechariah by heart. So he says, this pasuk here in Toldos is a remez to what it says in Zechariah. The Nviye Sheker war Adera Seyar. That's exactly what Esav is, a Navi Sheker, a falsifier. Adera Seyar Haysal Luvusham Shal Sadikim Baprushim. Nviye Sheker Hayolovshim Adera Zu Kedei Lehitchazot LaAnshei Emes. To fake and to appear like Anshei Emes. May Regesh and Nolad, Esav is like that. What did he do? Right, he asked the Shilas, do you have to be Maaser Melach? Who shall also have a bitmimus mu'useh? Right, and therefore they said he's like the pig that sticks out his feet. Okay, but that's Esav, exactly the same words, Adera Se'ar. Amazing. V'yamar, and finally, when we confront these Nevi'ei Sheker in the future, they won't be able to lie. V'amar lo Navi Anochi, I'm not a Navi, you're right. Ish Oved Adam Anochi. I'm just a regular worker making a parnasa. Ki Adam Hiknani min Urai. Adam Hiknani. What does Hiknani mean? It means from the word, Rashi says, from the word Mikne. From the word cattle. No, I'm just work with the cattle. I'm a shepherd. I don't have any special powers. V'amar ilama makas e'la ben yadecha. People will say, what are these wounds between your hands? Where the Mesudas David says that the Nevi'ei Sheker used to gouge themselves and wound themselves in order to try to impress people. And therefore people are going to say to them, look, it seemed to be still, you know, involved in these activities. V'amar, but he'll answer, asher hu kesi beis ma'avai. No, these are the hits of beis ma'ahavai. What is beis ma'ahavai? Three pshatim. Beis ma'avai. Number one, Rashi. Rashi says, beis ma'avai asher ahavuni v'chichuni l'derach yishara. These are from the Bezdin. These are from my mochichim. These are from people who were trying to get me to do better. So even at that time, he's going to basically accept his tochacha. Even the Nevi'ei Sheker are going to recognize that it's no use. It's no use in this day to try to continue to sin. And he calls them ma'ahavai, those that love me. He will recognize that that's what it is, which is very hard, right? Remember the Gemara in Arachin on Daf Tez Zayin. The Gemara says there, right? It's hardly anybody in any generation knows how to take tochacha. Tanya Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Tama Ani Yem Yish B'dar Azeh Shemekabel Tochacha. Is there anyone in this generation that could accept tochacha? Im Amar Lo Tokise Mi Bein Enach. If somebody says you have something between your eyes or the different girsim Mi Bein Shinecha, right? Usually you have a splinter between your teeth. Amar Lo Tokar Mi Bein Enach. What he'll say? Oh, you have a board between your eyes, between your teeth. Right, so it's like they won't even want. Like, what happens often when somebody is criticized? They just say something silly and they just throw it back at the person. But that's the amazing thing that's going to happen here, according to Rashi's pshat. At that time, they're going to accept it. Remember, that's also a mitzvah. Also a mitzvah. Mitzvah test, the smak. The Rambam and the smak do not count this mitzvah, but the smak counts a mitzvah saseh, lamul arlas halev, to circumcise the foreskin of the heart. Shene'emar matemes arlas levavchem pirish lehoves etochachos. To love tochacha and to love those who give tochacha. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says. But again, this pasuk in Zechariah, here in Perek Yudal, pasuk Vav, that is an amazing feat that's what it would be on. So that's number one, Wamshad. If you look in the Radak, the Rakudak quotes, maybe it just means, he says, these are my family wanted me to work in the field all these years. I was busy being a false prophet. So these are, they hit me because they wanted me to just to work, to not run away. Number two, but then the Radak quotes his father, who says, maybe this is talking about in the time of Tchias HaMesim. At the time of Tchias HaMesim, even those that were kofir in Tchias HaMesim, and those that were kofir in certain things, they're going to come back Tchias HaMesim, but they're going to come back with mumin. They're going to come back with blemishes, eternal blemishes. And that is what's being referred to here. They're going to ask, where are these hitting? Osam, says the Radak in the name of his father. Ki kashiyach yu HaMesim, kamo shakasid b'Daniel. Osam shekafru b'ikr. Fekafru b'Tchias HaMesim. Ve'osam b'inonim. Shalo kafru b'ikr. Achay cholmim chalomo sheker. V'yamru nevuos milibam. Ach lo avdu akum kishe yichyu. If all these people, if they didn't do avodah zara, yu b'deyam makos kama makas shchino gara v'zei yeschar lepulaso va'onsho al shis navi b'sheker kadei sheyakiru b'nei adam v'yu leboshes. That's what it's referring to the time of Tchias HaMesim. That's what's going to happen to these Nevi'ei Sheker. Okay, we continue. The Radak says now the background is that there are going to be many wars. Bizmana Mashiach, before Mashiach comes, in the time of Mashiach ben Yosef, Cheref, right? We even learned earlier that maybe Shiyah ben Yosef is going to be killed. Cherev, get the sword. Uri Aroi, wake up sword on those shepherds. Shepherds are the ones that were shepherding the Jews all these years, the non-Jewish kings. But now it's time for them to get punished. V'yal gever amiti, on my partner, Numa Shem Tzvakos. Haches Aroa, now hit the shepherd. Utifut senat zon, so let the sheep, the Bnei Yisrael, let them scatter and run away. Vashivosi adialat soarim, and I will turn my hand on those soarim. On those soarim. What are soarim? So the Mitzvah says, soarim. Let me just find it. Says the Mitzvah, David is about the young. Ashiv yadialak tanim anishirim bebeitam lahakosam nefesh. Labal yishar sheiris ma. I'm gonna remove them totally. And now these are mysterious psukim. And on all the land there'll be 2/3. Yikarsu yikvo. 2/3 will be removed and perish. Vashlishes yivaseba. And a third will be left over. Who's the third? Rashi says those who want to be mizgayer to come to the Jews, they'll come. Meaning some of the non-Jews. The Gemara Sanhedrin of Kufiyat Aleph has a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is this 2/3 of the Jews that won't live and 1/3 will, or it can't be? It'll be 2/3 of the world and 1/3. Either way, veveses hashlishes ba'esh utzraftim, and I'll take that third that's left, and I'm going to test them. I will purify them. Tzraftim kitzrofes hakesef ubechantim kibchones hazahav, like you test silver and gold. Hu yegrabish me, that last group, they will be the ones connected to me. They will call in my name, Vanieno Oso, and I will answer them, Amarti Amihu, it's my nation, Vuhu Yomar Hashem Elokai. The Chavetz Chaim ala Torah. On page Reish Nun Dal, it says that in the future, Hashem is going to test us. There's going to be such Russia Vitovlo. That's going to be the test. And Hashem's going to see, do we have Dveikus to him to keep the trust? Yadua Menaksuvim, says the Chavetz Chaim on Parshas Re'eh. Shekode b'yazam Mashiach yivchanu Yisrael ma'od. And he quotes our Pasuk. V'ayinu shiyivchanu emeim dveikin be'emes Hashem uvitaraso. K'moshim esayim shom ha'kasuv. U'be'esh etzorach l'naso ses ha'anashim. Im yesh lam ava mitis b'levu v'nefesh l'ashem v'saraso. He lifts up the ozvim. Darko u'matzlichim b'chol mifalam. To see if they still have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Dvar mamurim b'yoser on our time. We see hatzlachas rishoyim laros es olam kulo. And we can't give up hope. We have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just bringing the geula and it's going to happen very soon. So that is Zechariah, Perek Yud Gimel. One more in Zechariah and then three in Malachi.